Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
This weekend's time change, right?
Yes.
Yas?
Yas, queen.
It is.
We finish and we go from Saturday night, 2 a.m., and then it's 3 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spring forward.
Yeah. I get confused.
I remembered it back in the day, like when the bars would shut down. They'd be like, we have an extra hour.
But you never missed an hour at the bars because that happened
when
it was already time. Okay, so don't forget, that's this weekend. Not that you have to worry about your phones, really, because they all change themselves, but just to be in that right mind space. I'm pumped for it. I see there some of the lawmakers are trying to have daylight savings time be forever. Duh. Let's just keep a consistent one. Regardless of what we keep, let's have a consistent. I don't like the changing. I've never liked the changing. I will never like the changing. So I would love for it to just stay. Which, by the way, hey, Scuba, I know you're leaving. Let me ask you a question. This podcast is now its own. Did you get a bunch of compliments about the podcast being by itself, the post show, or complaints?
Well, right now it's a 50-50 split. Sorry.
It is.
I bet you chase my mouth. 50-50 split on people liking it, not liking it. I think a lot of people are complaining.
What are you eating right this second? I totally called on you right when you were walking out.
Veggie chips, veggie straws.
Okay.
Sorry, I just swallowed it. So
here,
we're good
take,
now.
Take a minute.
I'm cool.
This is how he chokes and dies. Me calling him back to a segment.
So right now it's 50-50. I would say the biggest complaint that I'm receiving is if people are driving, they want to be able to have it all in one piece so don't have to touch it and have to switch between podcasts.
Oh, yeah. That.
Especially if there's a short post show, because sometimes we're in a hurry. We have to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And so if it's only 3 or 4 minutes, it's kind of tough to then listen to that and then switch to the next one.
Heck, I wouldn't.
Can I express a complaint already? I didn't know when you said it was separate. I didn't know it meant like physically you had to go to a separate.
No, it's not a separate stream.
Episode or whatever to listen to this.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It wasn't my choice.
I don't think it's your choice, but this is
weird. So stop yelling at me, okay?
Oh, no, I just...
But then some do like it because some people want to just hear the show and also hear post-show as a separate thing. So right now it's 50-50.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about this. I thought you just meant like separate from the show. Like at the end, it's just play like a post-show. Like it's the post-show. At the end, it just plays. No longer is it the pre-show.
Yeah.
I thought
sometimes I say stuff, even on this show, and Amy has no idea that I even said it.
No, I heard you. You should just
no, but in general,
the mess thing.
There are times where I'm like, yeah, so they went to this bathroom, and there was a big fight, and Amy's like, wait, there was a what? In the where?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. The last two sentences I said were bathroom and fight.
Or she'll come back like 2 minutes later and be like, oh my gosh, you see that fight in the bathroom?
Like, and then we're like, we talked about that last segment.
Eddie, everybody in here has been guilty of doing that.
Definitely not me.
You have.
Anyway, we know it's a thing. We're trying to figure it out ourselves. I don't love it right now. Scuba says the comments are torn.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Hmm. For now, I guess we'll keep it this way.
Okay. Yeah. We have no choice.
Yeah, we don't.
Phone anxiety is a real thing. It's called telephobia. It's the fear of phone conversations, which I had a little bit of this yesterday. I had one of my friends. I had a call. I never talked to him on the phone. I never talked to anybody on the phone unless maybe it's a speaker call and with Caitlin we're both talking. I'm not a phone guy. I'll FaceTime or I text.
And you had phobia?
Well, I was calling my friend. We never talk on the phone.
Telephobia.
We only text or I send voice memos. And so I had to call him yesterday because I had some news. I had to get to him right then. And I was like, he thinks I'm dying. He's going to see my name pop up on his phone and think I'm dying. And half the time he doesn't answer or I don't hear from him for like 6 hours. But I called him wondering, hello? And I was like, hey, man, not dead. Here's some info, some music stuff. But I think I might have a little bit of this telephobia. Emotional symptoms of phone anxiety include delaying or avoiding making calls, check. Feeling extremely nervous or anxious before, during, or after the call, check. Obsessing or worrying about what you'll say. Mostly what I'm just like, what am I going to say? I don't talk to people on the phone.
It's so weird, and you love your phone.
Check.
You just don't use it to talk on it.
My phone's a small computer. I just love being on my computer. My phone is basically a small computer. Physical symptoms include nausea, increase in heart rate, maybe a little bit, shortness of breath, dizziness, and muscular tension.
Stop it.
But
you
I
get
did,
all that.
I didn't say all the physical stuff. But I did have to make a call yesterday, and I was a little uncomfortable by it. A woman in North Carolina who was searching for her biological father took a DNA test and found out that he's on the FBI's most wanted list for murdering five people in 1976 that were family members.
Ugh.
See, me, my crazy mind, I would go, uh-oh, is this nuttiness genetic?
Sure. I think most people would think that.
Would you? Is that what you would think? Mm-hmm. Did that pop into your head when she found out her dad that she doesn't know is...
No.
Oh, I guess not then.
It didn't. Genetic didn't pop in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think that I'm going to genetically murder a bunch of people, but I can see some familiar traits from my biological father, who I don't know on myself, even from hearing stories about him.
Mm-hmm.
Bones, I look at my kids and I'm just like, that's crazy. He does things just like me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it watched and learned?
Not
there. Is it nature or nurture, I guess is my question.
I think it's half and half. I mean, my wife and I talk about this all the time. It's half and half because we have our foster kids, too, that start doing things like the way we did. They're not, our biological kids. So it's like, obviously, they learn that from us, not nature. But then there's things that they do that are just out of this world. I've never seen a baby do in my life. I'm like, well, that is nature right there. So I'd say half and half.
Your foster kids are extremely athletic.
Yeah.
Right? So strong?
Yes. They have, I'll put it this way, they have control of their bodies the way I've never seen.
Like hand-eye coordination.
Like, that's nurture.
Yes. That's nature, 100%.
Is that crazy to you?
It's unbelievable. Like our foster baby, he just does things and you're like, I've never seen a baby move his body like that. It's unbelievable.
Wasn't there like a weird beef between Lunchbox's baby and your foster baby?
Yes, because my foster baby does things way... I guess he's more advanced. He can catch balls and things like that. And Lunchbox's kids don't do that.
Yeah, but Eddie, I mean, my kid passed your kid because my kid can talk a lot more words. Eddie says his is two and only can say like three words at two. Mine was talking sentences. So finally, my kid is better at something than his.
There we go.
How many words can your foster kid say?
Probably about five.
That's not good.
Cookies, sleep, and no.
That's all you say?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. You learned that from daddy.
Anyway, this North Carolina woman was adopted as an infant and discovered through figuring it out genetically that this guy brutally murdered his mother, wife, and three sons in 1976.
Mm. Golly, that is...
That's some heavy stuff to figure out that you had nothing to do with. But they don't have him, right? They still don't know. Like, he's still on the most wanted list.
I have no idea.
Which is crazy that they still haven't found this guy.
But, I mean, what I would think is when it says he murdered his three sons, as the daughter, you're like, oh, man, thank goodness. I mean...
I got adopted.
Yeah,
like, woo!
She was the product of a previous relationship between him and a different woman who gave her up for adoption.
Gotcha.
He got with that wife wasn't her mom. Mm. It was the next. But the FBI describes Bishop as a longtime insomniac who reportedly had been under psychiatric care in the past and used medication. He was intense, self-absorbed, prone to violent outbursts, preferred a neat and orderly environment. Whereabouts remain unknown. Still... since 1976 should be considered armed and dangerous. I would assume he's just living a life, like in a small town, under the radar.
Have you ever seen I Almost Got Away With It? I think it's a show from like the 90s because it's pretty old, but I saw it on some streaming service that I have. And it's got these stories of people that really thought they got away with their murder or their crime. And it's 2 years in Mexico. They're living the life of like on the beach, pina coladas, and then somehow they just slip and they get caught.
And they're talking about it?
Yeah. And they're almost all of them, they're in prison and they're there in their yellow jumpsuit talking about like how they almost got away with it. It's a great show, but I think it's old.
That's a good show to bring back.
Yeah, I agree.
Almost Got Away With It. There's a new Netflix show based in Nashville called Marriage or Mortgage, which I think is a pretty interesting idea. So you have to choose the way you spend your money because you're going to get married. Ooh. So do you get a nice wedding or do you put it down as a mortgage payment?
Ooh, that's cool.
That's hard. Yeah.
Right. So it comes out today. It's Wednesday, right, Mike? Comes out today. Each episode follows a different couple in Nashville as they try to decide whether to drop cash, like $20,000, toward their big day or to invest in a house. And the funny part is they have like a wonderful wedding planner who's like trying to convince them the wedding. Like, this is what we can do. And then they also have a real estate agent going, hey, this is what you need to do. And so they meet with them. They lay out their desires. And then at the end, you kind of see what's up. They even go to like samplings for like the wedding where they do food and alcohol, wedding budget. They show the homes and the price range they can get with the down payment. Pretty funny, huh?
Man, but I feel like if they just talked to anyone with experience, they would tell them, like, hey, I think this is what you should do. Like, right off the bat. It's funny that that's an option at the beginning. But people with experience, they know where the priority is.
The home.
The home.
Yes, people with experience, though. But you almost need to be dumb so you can learn.
Yeah, that's true. You have to make mistakes.
And you don't regret or resent past decisions.
Want people to remember your wedding and talk about, man, that was one bad wedding. That was awesome.
I don't remember many weddings.
Right. They're all temporary.
I remember a couple of them. I remember once my friend Jennifer in Houston. I hate myself for this story I'm going to share. I don't know if I've ever told it before. She's one of my best friends, you know, from 22. And we still talk today. We're not as close today. But she was marrying this guy who I've known for a while, too, and super pumped. They've been together. And I go, and Arkansas is playing Alabama during the wedding. And okay, it's a big game for us. And I'm kind of watching on my phone. As the great person I am, I turned it off during the actual ceremony, which was pretty short. I'm a wonderful person, right? Put it down. But during the reception, the game was still happening, and we get beat at the end of the game. And I just pouted and sulked and took my phone down, never got off the reception table, never did any, never, and then left early. I was so pissed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I know.
Not good.
I still hate myself for that. I went up and said, hey, it's a great wedding. And then we just went back and was sad. Over a football game. Regular season. But I do love Arkansas. I do. I'm so excited about, like, SEC basketball tournament starts today. Arkansas's not playing in it. We won't be playing today. What's tomorrow? Thursday? Yeah, I guess tomorrow. Wait, tomorrow's Thursday. Friday
they play their first game?
Yeah, they play their first game. I will be in California shooting my final episode of my show.
Oh, and they're playing here?
They are.
Oh, that's rough.
Sucks.
Who did that?
I have a lot of friends coming from Arkansas that are like, hey, come hang out with us.
Oh, man.
Can't do it, but pretty pumped about that. Facebook predicts virtual glasses by 2030. And what's cool about this is that they think that it will eliminate a lot of need for travel. People are still going to travel, but these glasses, you put them on, and it's like you're there. So they do think it'll cut out some travel. Especially in meetings. You know, you think Zoom's awesome. You put on these virtual glasses with somebody else, it feels like you're in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
You're there, I'm here, you just have glasses on. Do you guys ever see Ready Player One?
Yeah, that's a good movie, actually.
Great movie.
Really
didn't
good movie.
Expect it to be great. Loved it, but it's like that. It's like a more virtual.
Yeah, but did you see the world they're living in, though?
No, but that's where we're going anyway. That's where we're going anyway. But it's trash because everybody's living in virtual land where
right.
It's perfect.
That's my point.
But it's like kids with video games now, like you create this character, you live it, headset, you're living this whole life. And that's why kids play for 10 hours because they can create whoever they are. They don't have to worry about what their parents were able to give them or not give them. You know, you're not the poor kid. You're not the ugly kid. You are what you create in these worlds. And I definitely see why kids get involved on that level and they can create themselves without any sort of stigma attached to them based on where they come from or what they look like.
That's deep.
Video game worlds, put a headset on. Create your own person and create your own life. Like, how much work are you willing to put into this? People will love you for how good you are at this. Everybody's going to cry now.
I'm like, oh.
But I'm in. I'm in. I love it. I bet they will not be cheap. Well, I was one of the idiots who got Snapchat glasses.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And they were, it was a cool idea, but they were just very heavy, quite cumbersome. And you just, you try to find what you're looking at, and you push the button. And then you had to load it back to your phone. At the time, groundbreaking. But, okay, there you go. Let's see. Today on the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, if you're into astrology, she talks with master astrologer Marvin Wilkerson. He walks Kelly through the meaning behind the upcoming Pisces new moon and what the Pisces energies means for our patterns, beliefs, relationships, and careers. Astrology is not my thing, but some people love it. That is, are you an astrology person at all?
No. Mm-mm. But Kelly is. So I'm sure it's interesting.
Once when Eddie and I were working at Emmy Television, it was our
back in the day.
Local, that's how we met. Eddie was my TV producer. We did this local show. We did like a music show. A lot of shows. We were just throwing stuff against the wall. We got in so much trouble.
Yeah, we
did. Remember when we started getting our bits?
Yep.
We started doing bits, and the bosses were like, we need to see every bit you're going to do on your talk show before you do it.
Yeah. I forgot what we did to get to that level.
I think
but
we did like a Spanish game where I don't remember.
We got in trouble all the time.
We did. And finally, we just got tired. We were in trouble, and we were tired because we were writing bits like crazy all the time. So we did have one bit go viral, though, the fake wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, gosh. I remember TV shows calling me about it. Like, we want to use this video.
We faked a proposal where this guy was like, hey, I'd like to. And she said no, which was my thing for about 3 years. I'd always do fake proposals because people loved them. We did them all over. But my point is,
you're talking about
an astrologist come in, and she was like, I want to draw this chart out for you. And this was off camera. And I was like, all right, I don't believe in this crap. Sets out all these charts, and she's like, turns the map over. She's like, okay, this is where you were born. She draws a little X here. She's like, this is the hour, this is the year, this is the, and she's like moving all these things. Well, then she starts to basically do connect the dots, and she's making some shape. It'd been cool if it was like an ice cream cone or something, but it was just some weird shape that didn't make any sense. And so I'm looking, and she holds it up, and she goes, do you know what this means? And I look at it, and I go, I don't. She goes, what I see here? This is Oprah kind of money you're going to have. I was like, huh? She goes, yeah, you're going to be so good at what you do. All I see is Oprah kind of money.
Wow.
I was like, dang, so now I believe in it.
Yeah, you do. what is Oprah kind of money?
I don't know.
What is she worth?
I think she was extremely rich, but I don't think she was what Oprah is now.
Good call.
Because she's a billionaire now. I don't think she's a billionaire back then.
Back then, the TV show was still going for sure, so.
Yeah, extremely rich. I just remember her going, yeah, this is big for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, this crap is...
Oh,
please be real.
Tell me more.
Please be real. Please be real. Please be real. But I'm an Aries, but that's all I know. I'm not even sure what Caitlyn is. I know her birthday, January 5th, but I don't know
what January
what
is.
Sign that is.
Cancer?
Angel?
It's aww, not. That's
thank
not
you.
Right.
Thank you. I'll be here
good
all week.
One.
Thank you. All right, guys. What?
I just got that.
Amy now goes, hey, do you guys ever read anything about astrology?
Whatever. No, I followed that whole conversation. We started talking about it because it's on Velvet's Edge. And then you were like, oh, let me tell you the story about Emmy Television, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's it. thank you, guys. Hope you enjoyed the post show. Hopefully you listen to this after the real show. We should always make sure that people can hear the regular show first and put the post show under it. Okay. Perfect.
Could? This is just a question. Could it be both? Could the post show be just flow into the post show for people that want it to flow, and then also it's posted below it separately for the people that want it separate?
Nah. We're not going to put it up twice. Okay. Listen, I would have left it how it is, so don't look at me.
I was trying to find a compromise.
But putting it up twice, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't want to put it up twice, but there's people that want it to that takes care of all the people.
Enjoy. You can see on my Instagram right now, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you go follow me over there. We tested out an experiment where if Caitlyn collapsed or died, but Stanley saved her life.
I saw that. It's good.
Yeah, thanks.
It was good.
You can watch and see what Stanley does right there. All right, thank you.
Let me try
guys.
That with my kids today. See what they would do.
Nice. Just collapse.
Just talking about trauma, Amy. That'd be terrible.
Oh, no. My kids would be like, something's wrong with mom. What's for dinner?
Just this stuff on you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.